Carr now going to roll to his left. Wide open. Going to throw for the end zone. Wide open. Crabtree. Touchdown! Raiders!
Michael, obviously a big day at O.co Coliseum. You get a touchdown. You get the W. Before we head on the road to Cleveland, let's go back to Sunday and just your performance in general. But take me back through that touchdown, that play.
Play that Coach Musgrave drew up. Good execution by Derek Carr. Beat the guy one-on-one. Touchdown.
How nice is it to see Derek Carr really spreading the wealth? Like you said, Musgrave, there was a lot of pressure on him during the week to open up the offense, and he did just that, to know that there's threats all over the field.
It's just football at the end of the day. I say that a lot, but it really is. During the week, you practice hard, you know. When you're at practice, you kind of experiment, you know, a couple plays here and there, but really just carrying it over to Sunday.
So it takes a certain individual to wear the silver and black. What was it behind the decision to come here to Oakland?
Just the people, the challenge. A lot of guys, you know, they want to count you out just because the past. You bring a different attitude here, and that attitude is the work. And I just wanted to be a Raider, just like the rest of the greats. A lot of people don't know Tim Brown from my neighborhood. Just looking at Tim Brown, that number 81 in that black and silver when I was little, it's a dream come true, but we're going to have fun with it.
So on to week three. It's your first road trip of the regular season, mm-hmm. obviously. You guys took some road trips during the mm-hmm. preseason. But what is the message for the younger players? Have you found yourself maybe giving some advice as they get ready for that first road trip?
All the time. It's a road game, you know. It's going to be fun, exciting. Some guys' first road trip in regular season, you know, rookies and guys that haven't really played, you know. I got to do what I have to do, you know, talk to those guys every day, really preparing yourself for a road trip. And I like road games, you know. That's fun to me, going to somebody else's house and doing what you have to do. It's going to be a challenge, and we ready.
One thing I like about my job, at least in this segment, is I get to put you on the hot seat, ask you five questions. Don't cheat. I see you looking at the list right now. Catch you off guard a little bit. Here we go. First question. Best movie that you've seen lately? And it could be a rental. It could be in the theater. But the best flick?
The latest movie was probably the Compton movie. That was nice.
Straight out of Compton. Because
yeah,
you guys had the red carpet rolled out. You're in Napa.
Yeah, it was nice.
You guys
Ice
got
Cube.
The treatment.
Shout out to Ice Cube, too.
First job. You know, we've set the bar kind of high. Because last week, Marcel Reese told us about Chuck E. Cheese, where he wore the suit. I don't know if we can top that with the arms out, ankles out, and the suit that didn't fit him. But before you were cashing the paycheck from the silver and black, what paid the bills?
My job was sports year-round, but I did work on the bread truck with my dad.
Oh, yeah? You know,
yeah, they called him the bread man in the neighborhood, so I guess they start calling me Bread Man Jr., and that wasn't cool.
How early was that?
You had to, like, I was in college when I did that, the bread truck, the route. It's a route you do. You wake up at 5 in the morning, you go to the local stores, and you exchange the bread, you know.
So clearly, and our viewers can't see, but you walked in the full Jordan apparel. So I think I know your answer to this, but it's the age-old question, LeBron or Jordan?
It should be like Kobe or Jordan.
Uh-oh.
Or like Dr. J or Jordan. You know, I'm one of those guys.
Okay, so yeah. Kobe or Jordan?
It's Jordan. It's always Michael Jordan. Shout out to my uncle.
I didn't see your shoes, but I hear you have a pretty extensive collection. Do we have separate rooms in the house dedicated to shoes? Like, how many are we talking?
I get my shoes in twos. The ones I can just wear whenever, and one I just save for when I'm done, and I can just, you know, look back on those shoes.
Are they in glass cases, or you keep them in the box?
No, they're actually wrapped in plastic, so they won't get, you know,
wow.
So the color won't go yellow. You know, you have some white shoes, and a year later, they're yellow.
Okay, so you buy your shoes in twos. What about shirts, if you find a nice fit? Because you're a man of fashion. I don't know if there is more of a fashionista on the team or someone that takes more interest in it. Would you say you're the best dressed on the team?
I dress how I feel. You know, I have my own clothing line. I make my own dress shirts and dress clothes. So
own clothing line?
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about it.
I've did every step for the clothing line. I know how much buttons cost, zippers, you know. It's really like two or three of us that do it. So I've been doing it for about 4 years.
All right, I am impressed. Michael Crabtree, thank you so much. Those were five questions on the hot seat. Good luck.
Whether he gets the start or not, Raider defense has to be mindful of what he's capable of doing, not only with his feet, but with his arm.